Welcome to the Motivate Me Book Club, presented by Pineapple Jen. Today's episode is brought to you by My Virtual Healthcare. Take control of your healthcare right in the palm of your hands. Have access to a doctor 24/7, have no waiting room times, or any extra fees. It does sound too good to be true, but it's your healthcare, your virtual healthcare. Go to my-virtualhealthcare.com to find out more and even sign you and your family up today. That's my-virtualhealthcare.com. Let's make this a quick one, shall we? It is summertime. Today is officially the first day of summer. June 21st is the recording of this episode of the Motivate Me Book Club podcast. And it's a time of year that we all look forward to, am I right? This is the Northern Hemisphere's summer right now. And I'm sure it's the same for the Southern Hemisphere. We all look forward to our summer vacations, our time off from work or school, a break from the routine. And maybe you're going to the lake or the beach or just going to spend more time outside or at a pool in your backyard. Whatever it is, it's definitely a time of year for comfort and kind of being in a happy place for a lot of folks. But maybe you only get a couple weeks off. Maybe you only get a weekend. But I know that it's something that people really do look forward to. What I've also noticed is that sometimes when we get onto these vacation modes, we lose track of long-term goals and we start to break some of our habits and we get into a different kind of routine because of this different environment or mindset. It happened to me. I just came back from Australia and I let go of a lot of habits. I didn't have my habit tracker with me. I mean, tisk tisk, Jennifer. It's like I've given all this advice and I didn't even adhere to my own. But it really threw me off. The jet lag was horrendous. We traveled 30 hours to literally 13-hour time difference. Literally the opposite of what our bodies were supposed to be used to. And I didn't make any matters better by not having my habit tracker and keeping with my routine. Because had I done that, maybe it would have been a little bit easier to focus and to be more in that time zone. But I think I made it work, but it definitely gave me a time for reflection to realize that, yes, I've probably done this a lot. When I go on vacation, I don't just get up and start my journal and have my coffee or tea with my vitamins and supplements, and I don't do my 30 minutes of exercise or whatever big run I'm training for, my big training thing, unless it's, you know, reminded or triggered by something very familiar. And it really does start with me on my own want and desire to stick with these habits for a purpose that should motivate me forward. But sometimes we need that accountability or a device that helps us or a tool. And the habit tracker really does help me know that through the Motivate Me Book Club, you have access to a specially designed one that helps support a goal. So if you want your copy of the habit tracker, just send a quick email to motivatemebookclub@gmail.com. Well, this episode is to really introduce the book that is coming up next, which is The One Thing by Gary Keller and co-authored by Jay Papasan, real estate entrepreneurs and experts. You might be familiar with Keller Williams Realty, but this is the Keller of that namesake. So they discuss the value of simplifying one's workload by focusing on the most important task in any given project. Only the ability to dismiss distractions and concentrate on your one thing stands between you and your goals. This is not just about business, but it could be about your personal life, your family, your spiritual nature. It's very applicable to kind of focus in. I think being specific is a key for goals. It's a key for habits. It's a key for everything, is to really have some concentration. And this is another way to potentially unlock how that can work for you. So maybe the one thing is a good starting point if you need to just kind of declutter and get through a lot of the chaos. Grab a copy, an ebook, an audio file, or a synopsis of The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan to get started on the next book here for the Motivate Me Book Club. I'm interested to hear what your thoughts are, how this could work for you, what you think is a good tool or device or suggestion from it, and maybe also what you don't agree if you don't think this is a really applicable book for a widespread audience. Who would it be best suited for then? Anything you've got to contribute, feel free to let me know. We have all the different social media channels as well as the email, motivatemebookclub@gmail.com. Since this is a pretty short episode, you do have the opportunity to check out some of the other episodes from the Motivate Me Book Club podcast, getting high-level overviews of other really cool books. We've had The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, The Power of Habit, Grit, and Start With Why so far. So check out some of those other episodes if you do have the time for it. We've had excellent interviews and insights from some people who have found these books helpful for them. So lots of great material and resources for you available here. The challenge is to stick with our habits even when everything changes around us, when we're on a vacation or when our mind shifts to being in a more relaxful state. Those goals that we have go through all sorts of ebbs and flows and seasons. So we've got to stick to them. We've got to honor them because it's honoring ourselves. Have a great rest of your first day of summer and hope you have some great reading ahead too. This has been the Motivate Me Book Club presented by Pineapple Jen. Thank you for joining. We'll see you next week.